Welcome to pod 52 of the official Palace pod. I'm Chris Grierson from Palace TV, which you can watch on all of our social media channels, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok as well. Some good videos on there that aren't on all the other sites because that is aimed towards a younger audience. And of course, Palace TV, eagles.cpfc.co.uk, our official YouTube channel, and also on our official app, which you can download on Google Play or the App Store. But this podcast is about Luka Milivojevic because a few weeks ago, on his birthday, I chatted to him on Instagram Live. It was a lovely chat, as it always is with Luka Milivojevic. I have to say, because we see him around the training ground all the time, he is one of the most down-to-earth footballers I've ever met. Lovely guy. Obviously, he has the reputation for being scary on the pitch, but he is one of the happiest people ever. So smiley, really polite, goes out of his way to talk to everyone. He's a proper club captain. So this is a nice chat I had with him a few weeks ago.
Yes, there we go. He's in. Thanks for that.
Sorry about that. I'm very bad with this.
Oh, I'm bad with it as well. I was just staring at the screen. I just wanted everyone to see my beard. Anyway, happy birthday to Luka. How is your 29th birthday?
Oh, it's nice, to be honest. Every time I'm like, oh, I become old. Very soon, you know. Until you don't get 30, it's fine. Over 30, then for football, become a little bit tougher.
Oh, you got a few more years. When are you probably peak now, aren't you? 29 for a midfielder, 29 to 31.
Yeah, I hope that's the best age. Let's see.
Yeah, so how are you keeping in touch with all your family back in Serbia? Just on video calls?
Yeah, we're on the phone almost every day. Video calls as well. There, the situation is much tougher than here because they are in self-isolation. They have to be in quarantine from 5 in the afternoon until 5 in the morning. Nobody can go out from the house. Yeah, government, they try to, to finish this situation as soon as possible. They think to put contact from people, each other, to minimum and to minimize and to, you know, the main thing is to get back to the normal life as soon as possible.
So when you were younger, because you, the first 10 years of your life, your country was in a war, weren't they? Did you have periods where you had to stay in and you couldn't go outside then?
Yeah, 1998, as we all know, we had a war situation in our country. Yeah, very bad moment for my people and for my country. Yeah, but in that moment, you have to protect yourself, but you never know what is the best, to stay at home. You never know where bomb can go down and which place they can get. Most of the people, I think, they go to villages because there is no reason why to put there. But yeah, it was a very tough moment for everyone in Serbia in that period. But this is now totally, I think, different situation. It's hard to speak for myself because I'm not in Serbia, but when I speak with friends and with family, for them it's tough. But as well, they know that they need to care about themselves and about their, as well, families, friends and other people.
And how are your kids coping with it? Do they understand? Do they know why you're always there?
No, they don't understand. I mean, I don't even try to explain them much about it, but, you know, we try when we can to go out. We try really to minimize that. But, of course, it's very hard to keep them at home for 24 hours, you know. But we explain them that there is some kind of virus where people can get sick. And that's why schools are closed, everything is closed. But, you know, they are 5 and 3. It's hard for them to understand that.
Yeah, so is it school of Milivojevic at the moment? Are you teaching them?
Yeah, true. They had, from this week, from last week, they stopped. But before that, they had, I think, school where my daughter goes they did amazing job. You know, they made some, I think every school did similar. They made some video calls through some applications. They tried to help much as they can teachers. You know, something new for all kids and teachers was great experience, but at the moment they have a holiday. And now I am there to try to help much as I can with my wife as well. My mother, she's here as well, and we try to help them much as we can.
Do they speak English with an English accent?
My daughter speaks very good.
Really? Is it like London?
With accent.
I've heard you do your London accent. Do your London accent.
My London accent?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
All right, mate, how's it going? I've heard you do that before.
Hey, mate, all right.
Yeah, that's it. Well, what are we going to talk about now? Yeah, it's your birthday. Let's go back to your birthday. Did you get any presents?
Yes, I had. Because my kids, they wake up before me. They bring me a few presents in the bed. They surprised me a lot. I think for every single parent is the most important gift, let's say. It's the best gift.
Yeah. And I mean, you're getting a birthday cake?
I had one big for myself and one small for my kids. They want to blow the, what's the name?
They what? I want to blow out the candles.
The candles, yes.
Candles. So are you still keeping up with the fitness regime? Are you all still training pretty hard, or are you going to take it a bit more easy?
You know, I follow the program, what they give us. In my opinion, the program they give us is not very hard and is not easy as well. I think it's very good balance. Battersea Park is close where I live. I'm doing their pitch sessions because, to be honest, they bring me bike, but it's very hard to do a session on the bike for myself. I more prefer to go out and run, do something outside. And then the gym, like gym session we as well have, I do at home. They bring me as well from the club. They help us a lot. And that's how we, let's say, try to be fit in these days. You know, every 2-3 days you go out to do something, but it's hard for every single player. But you have to do something, you know, you have to try to stay fit, because you never know when you're going to come back as well.
Is it hitting the point now where it's going to get so long since you last played properly that when you do come back, it's going to take a long time for everyone to get match fit?
In my opinion, you can train hard as you want, but it's not the same when you are on the pitch with your group and when proper training starts. I think for everyone will be tough in first week, I think, for everyone will be tough. For ones who train very hard, and for the other ones who maybe train less or just follow the program, for everyone will be, in my opinion, the same. Because nothing can change the proper pitch session with the team, in my opinion.
So what, away from football, what have you been doing? Have you been playing any games? Watching TV?
Yeah, I watched some series. At the moment, I'm watching some Italian Syria with its crime. It calls 000. I don't know if you heard this year, they put it in public. I try to kill some time, but that happened just before I go to sleep, because during the day I'm with my kids playing football here. And
yes. Is that what you do, play football with them?
I mean, we play here in the house.
What about, you haven't had time to learn anything new? You haven't started playing the guitar, learning a new language?
That is my big wish, to be honest, to start to learn new language. But I am always, I have big wish, but I'm always, you know, next week. And now it's, let's say, I want someone to come to learn me, because to teach me new language, it's hard to go on online and start to write the words. And because I think it's much easier when you have a person who can explain you and help you. But in the moment, it's very hard, to be honest, to bring someone in the house because of situation. You know, you try to protect everyone, and in this period will be tough.
What language do you want to learn?
I'm keen to know Spanish, Italian, French. French, when I played in Belgium, after 1 year, I started to understand a lot. And when I moved to the other country, very quickly you forget words and language. But, you know, I'm very keen to know Spanish, Italian. That's let's say, like, priority for myself, if I want to.
Need to chat to Vicente.
Yeah, it's true. I try to help him as well with English, because for him is the most easier, I think, to speak with me English, because my English is not like from guys from UK, because their English is perfect. My English is very basic. And for example, Max Meyer, Vicente, I think for them it's much easier to understand my English.
Yeah, then if you like talking to me, because I'd probably talk quick.
Yeah,
I suppose because English people would talk really quickly, wouldn't they? And not properly, whereas you're going to use the main words.
Yeah.
I'd say your English is better than basic.
Thank you, but I'm very sometimes shy, because I don't know how other people see when I talk English, you know. I think I'm okay, but I'm always like, I'm not sure what other people think, but what you can do, you know, I try to improve much as I can.
Yeah, well, you do the most interviews, don't you? You're always doing the after the game.
Yeah.
If we lose.
If we lose, yes.
Where's the captain? It's either you or Joel Ward or Gary Cahill, I think, are the three players if we lose, because you've always got the best answers.
You know, you have to say something, but in the end of the day, whatever you say, result is behind you. And fans, when you lose, they're all angry. And, you know, whatever you say, maybe you make them more angry, because they don't want someone to say something, because everything they see it on the pitch. And now, but, you know, that's our work, and we need to follow the rules as well. You guys, you need someone to give some comments, Sky Sports, other TVs, and you have to do it. We don't, you know, myself and other boys, we don't like, but what you can do is part of your job. You have to do it.
And this season, how would you sum up this season for you, personally?
For me, I think it's a good season. The third season in a row, totally different than first and second season, because most of the people will judge you from the stats when they see goals and stuff. You know, first season I scored 10, second season I scored 12. This season I scored just 2. And if you see this, you will say, yeah, his season today, this season from him is very bad and this stuff. But in my opinion, I think I did well from beginning. I always try to do my best. You know, the most of the goals I scored from penalties. But the most important in the end is the team, you know. For me personally, I have good season, but for us as a collective group, we have an amazing season where we are in very good position with a lot of points, and we have 9 games in front of us where we can, I think, take a lot of points and finish top of the table, because at the moment we are doing very well.
Yeah, I suppose when you look at your goals, we haven't actually had many penalties, have we, this season?
Yes, everyone think before the season with VAR that I'm going to have 20, 30 penalties this season. But when you see how they use VAR in this country, it's totally different than other leagues if you compare it. Because, you know, most of the time they follow decision of the referee on the pitch. They're not very keen to go all the time to the, I mean, here they never go to the screen to see it by the pitch. which in my opinion is good. Is good thing because when you start to go to the screen, come back, change decision or keep same decision, you're going to lose a lot of time. And I think that's the reason why they didn't give us a lot of. But as I said, for me personally, I think I did well. Always try to give my best, but I think for the team in general is very good season.
Yeah, we know what happens when they go to the screen, don't we? So we don't want that anymore.
Me too.
And finally, just on this season, you weren't very well, were you? For about 2 or 3 weeks, you fully recovered.
Yes, I trained with the team last week before the league stops. Yeah, I was fully fit, played against Watford the last 25-30 minutes, which was very important for myself. You know, it's not very easy. As I said, I had that virus. You lose a lot of kilos. You lose you lose training. I didn't train for a while, and you know it was not easy to come back. But on the other hand, we had great results. And what is again, I have to say the most important thing: I'm back, fit, good for myself. But the most important in the end is team and how we are doing.
Okay, we're going to move on to questions from fans now. So this will be a mixture of football stuff and the usual.
I must say, just I read the guys what they put. I must say thanks to everyone for wishes, because I didn't say from beginning they're texting all the time, happy birthday, thanks to everyone, just to know that I see it.
Oh, that's good. Did you watch the video as well?
Yes, it's an amazing video, to be honest. Nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. It was Sean, not me. Right, here we go. So this first one is actually from my friend's son, who's 6 years old, and he's called George Thompson. His dad today is teaching him sports journalism at home, so he's sent three questions. First of all, how can I learn to do an overhead bicycle kick, and have you ever scored from one?
I never scored overhead bicycle. But, you know, you have to practice. That's the only way how you can learn it. You have to practice. If you want to do it, you have to practice, maybe not every day, but much as you want until you are satisfied how you do it.
Have you ever tried one?
I tried as a kid, but I never had a situation, I think, in my career where I should score from it.
We've had this before. When do you decide where you're going to place a penalty? Before the match or just before the penalty?
Sometimes 2 days before the game, sometimes 1 day before the game, depend when I practice, and sometimes just before the game. But yeah, most of the time, 1-2 days before the game.
And final one from George is, can you eat 100 grapes? And how long would it take? Can you eat 100 grapes?
I believe I can, but I will need a few, not few, yeah, 1-2 weeks maybe.
Okay, thanks, George. Oh, yeah, and George, he hasn't decided what football team to support yet. He's got a Palace kit, but he's also got a Liverpool and a Man City kit. Why should he support Palace?
Because it's very easy to support City or Liverpool, I think, because they're always on the top. Palace is, okay, all three teams, let's say, are good, but Palace has soul. That's why I think he has to support us.
Okay, I'll pass it on. Okay, right, moving on. Palace rule, what is the worst birthday present you've ever received?
To be honest, I don't know, because I think I never receive bad present for my birthday, to be honest.
Good. Mine was my wife once got me a pair of black jeans that I already had. That was my one. What's your favourite London restaurant? That's from Harley.
I had a few. Two Serbian restaurants. One is Fulham Kitchen in Fulham, of course, and the other one is Corner Terrace, which is in Acton, a little bit further from
where I live.
But that's the owners of those restaurants are a friend of mine. And, you know, very often we go there to eat, let's say, Serbian food, but they have as well the other kind of cuisine. And there is a few more, you know, most of the players use them, like, I don't know, Novikov, and the others, yeah. Those three, let's say.
Okay, so Sebastian, our photographer, he says, who argues the most during Two Touch?
Let me think properly, because I'm in between two. Benteke, 100% Benteke.
Benteke, yeah.
Bauer, Seb loved it. Touch is very nice, to be honest. But good question from Sebastian.
Yeah. Hi, Sebastian. He's at home. Right. Mark Williams, are you a fan of Marmite?
Of who?
Marmite.
Who is that?
It's the spread, the black spread that you put on toast. No, you not had it. No, you should try it.
Is it like butter or not?
No, it's dark. So it's the black stuff, and it tastes. It's like it's hard to describe. Salty. It's quite strong taste. No. Matt Broad, what's your favourite curry?
Curry.
Yeah. So if you're going to go to an Indian restaurant, what curry would you get?
Honestly, I don't like the people who are working in Palace and they cook food for us. I don't like spicy food, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the soup is really spicy, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know my face when I try it.
Elliot Sexton, this is a would you rather fight a bear the size of a mouse, so a small bear, or 100 mouse sized bears?
The first one.
So why is that? Just a big, oh yeah, well, you're welcome.
Depends. Question is good, because depends. You want to win easily, or you want to fight until the end and try to see how strong you are?
Yeah. It's like being, do you want to be a Liverpool fan or do you want to be a Palace fan?
Do I want to be?
A Liverpool fan or a Palace fan? Do you want an easy one or do you want to fight till the end and see how strong you are?
Palace fan.
Exactly. I am YZ. When all your old pairs of Adidas boots run out, what will you wear? I think you ran out of the boots, didn't you?
No.
Oh, you got some?
Yeah, of course. The guys from the club, Phil, from the club, he helped me a lot to try to find them. I used them for like, I think 6, 7, maybe 8 years. I still have them, but if they run out, tough question for myself, to be honest.
Kate wants to know, apart from your teammates, who would your ideal midfield partner be? So midfielder not from Palace, who would you want to play with?
From Premier League?
Anywhere.
Oh, let's pick Matic.
Matic. Nice. That'd be strong. What's your go-to snack? What snack do you eat a lot?
I always take different, to be honest. Fruit is kind of snack as well between lunch and dinner. Sometimes nuts. That's what I use, fruit or nuts.
Pretty healthy. 5-year plan, which is the fans' site. They want to know what the most difficult adjustment you had to make when you moved from Athens to London. So what was most difficult?
the most difficult in that moment was to move my family to England. When I say it, I mean, you know, you need to move your... my daughter in that moment, she started to go to nursery there. He adapted very nice with her new friends. And I came, you know, last day of the transfer window, and next day you have to move them from that country and bring them to the new place, which is in my opinion the most difficult part of football players, when you have to move from one country to the other very, very often, which is not my scenario, but that was in that moment for me. I think that's the most difficult one.
Red and Blue Dan says, what's your favorite emoji?
What emoji?
Yeah.
The smile one with the teeth.
With the tears?
Yeah, like this.
Oh, okay. William
not
Eldridge.
Tears. Not tears. Teeth.
With the teeth. Okay. Oh, just a big smile. Big happy smile. Okay. William Eldridge, happy birthday, Luca. Do you see yourself moving into management when you retire? Not for years. To yourself as a manager?
That's something what is in my head, but at the moment I don't see myself. Maybe in future. You never know how you're going to react when you stop playing football. You know, maybe after one, maybe you will need rest, or you want to be and spend more time with your family, but after 1-2 years, you know, all your life you spent in football, and I believe after 1-2 years you're going to start missing football again, and you will want to come back. Maybe that will be in future, but at the moment it's not something what I'm really I didn't decide yet, let's say like this.
But if you were a manager, what would you wear? Would you wear the suit? Would you wear a track suit, or would you go more like Pep and just wear something kind of smart, trainers?
I think about that when I see the managers, and I think they pick their clothes. I think that depends from the moment, you know. I think if I'm manager in future, if I become manager in future, I think I will use all the combinations, because I think depend of the moment. I will never, you know, what's the problem? if I wear a suit and I win, it's hard to change for the next game, you know.
Yeah,
sure. Again and again, I think until you don't win, then maybe you change. I don't know, to be honest.
Maybe just wear like a suit top with tracksuit bottoms. Just wear it all.
Mix.
Yeah. Who is the hardest opponent that you've played against? That's from Joel.
Honestly, I had a lot. I had them a lot in this league. Hazard. I can give you, because there is really some tough players to play against, like Hazard, David Silva, Coutinho, Pedro from Chelsea.
What makes Hazard so good?
He's top player. He has quality. He's very strong on his feet. Very skillful player. And what I like the most with him is he most prefer to assist than to score, which I think is very good behavior for a player like him. In football, let's say.
Yeah.
Is my opinion.
Okay. Ollie Thomas, happy birthday, Luca. What do you think is the best penalty you've taken in your Palace career?
What was the best penalty?
Yeah, the best penalty.
Maybe against Norwich at home was good. And Brighton away when we win.
Jace says, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Coffee. I didn't have breakfast.
Oh, okay. Is that normal?
Do you no, not it's eat? Not normal. Yeah, today a lot of presents, a lot of messages, a lot of conversation with friends, family. But sometimes I do it when I don't. Of course, when I'm like without training, sometimes I don't take breakfast and then I have a good lunch.
I always find that question funny because every time we ask for questions, someone always says, "What did you have for breakfast this morning?" I've ever met up with a friend and asked my friend, "What did you have?" I think if I did, they'd say, "Why do you care?" But you answered it, so well done. Ed, this is a funny one. Ed says, "Which of your teammates would be the fastest to eat a full-size replica of the Premier League trophy made out of bread?"
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know what to answer.
Who likes bread? Who eats a lot of bread? We don't know.
Me too, to be honest. Because we in our squad, we have a lot of players, most of the players, who eat good food. And we don't have someone who eats bad food.
No. Jacob Dodd, favourite Palace moment?
Oh, I have a lot of good moments. It's tough to say one moment because when I think then about the other moment, which is as well great one, there is few. Let's say the one which is the most fresh, let's say, is the win against Bournemouth with 10 men. I think it was a great, great moment for everyone on the stadium. The atmosphere was amazing. The support was amazing. With 10 men to win in this league is not easy. Let's say because it's the freshest. It happened a few months ago. But there is as well a lot of moments. Win against Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea, Man City, against Hull to stay in the league, Stoke away. A lot of great moments I had there.
And away from Palace, Christian says, "What was the craziest thing that happened to you at Olympiacos?"
The craziest thing? But maybe when we go to play derby game away. That's something what you cannot see, which is, you know, is out, is go, goes over the football rules, let's say. You know, they're very fanatic. The fight between clubs is very big, and that's something what is very crazy when you have fans who put the fire on you and this kind of stuff. Yeah.
So how does that compare to the Belgrade derby?
You know what? In Belgrade derby, you have fans from both sides. Of course, home team and fans from away. In Greece, there is no away fans, because they cannot control, I think, the situation properly. And when we play against some team at home, it's just our fans. And when we go away, it's just their fans. To compare with Belgrade is hard because, there is both fans. They make their choreography, how you call it, pyros. They have fires, both sides. And in Greece, you have just your fans. And away teams, they don't have support from their fans. It's hard to compare, to be honest.
Kim says, "Who are you missing most at Palace during isolation?"
Most? A person or...
Yeah. Just a person at Palace.
It's hard to pick anyone. I miss my team. Let's say like this.
Let's say Phil. You miss Phil, the kit man.
I miss Danny.
Oh, he's busy. Yeah, Danny's still busy.
To give him my penalty tickets, to give him bills to pay, I miss him.
You've got no one to clean your pants. Boy.
Yeah.
Andy McSteen, did you play handball when you were younger?
So yes. Yes, in Serbia we play a lot of sports when we are in school. We play basketball, handball, volleyball, football. A lot of sports we play when we are in school.
Were you any good at handball?
not very good in handball. In volleyball, I'm fine. Basketball, I'm good.
We know that.
Tennis, I'm very good, I think. Ping pong, how you call it? Yeah, ping pong.
Yeah, table tennis.
Table tennis, I'm good as well. You can ask my teammates.
Alf Weller, what's the best shirt swap you've done?
Oh, I didn't do a lot. It's not something what I'm doing after games. But I remember when I was very young, 16, 17, I played in Rad Belgrade, and we were abroad to play some friendly game against Palermo, which in that moment was great team. And I remember that I swapped shirt with, Pastore, Argentinian player who played in that moment in Palermo, number 10. Yes, that was maybe something because I was a kid and I was very surprised that he swapped shirts with me because I played in Rad Belgrade. Nobody here abroad from maybe, let's say, in Italy or England now for that team. And he was fine to swap shirts with me. For me as a kid, was amazing feeling.
Joe Farrell, we talked about Serbian food, but what's your favorite English meal?
You know, when I came here, I started to eat a lot of... what's the name? The green. Everyone take it for breakfast here. Oh, my brain stops now. What's the name?
Avocado.
Avocado, yeah, exactly. Before, I didn't eat a lot of avocado. Here, I start to eat, but it's not, I don't know if it's English kind of food, but I start to eat here a lot of avocado. But what you have very good, in my opinion, is steaks. You have very good steaks. And I love steaks to eat a lot.
And what's the worst thing? Is there anything that English people eat that you look at and think, what are you doing?
I don't know now. No, to be honest.
It's all pretty bland. Palace Alfie, favourite stadium to play at other than Palace?
Chelsea. Stamford Bridge, I think, is a very nice stadium to play. Big, very close to the pitch. I like the ambient, how you say, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice because it is that kind of... It's a proper English stadium, isn't it? Still,
honestly, there is a lot of beautiful stadiums here. Old Trafford is beautiful stadium, amazing stadium. Everton as well, they have nice stadium. Liverpool. There is a lot of beautiful stadiums, but if I need to pick one, it will be between Old Trafford and Stamford Bridge.
Okay, we only got a few left now. Jason, you've got nothing else to do. Can you name one penalty that you felt the most nervous before taking?
Second penalty against Arsenal.
In that 2-2?
Yeah, that was the penalty with a lot of pressure, really. First and second, but first was because I lost against Everton before, but second one was the one where you should... put it in and bring some points for your team.
GH Jones, so who's the best you've played with? You talked about the ones against, and it's hard to answer when you're still playing, but who's the best player you've played with?
That's true. I will pick up some, because now in current team it's hard to say, but I will pick teams from
the past.
From the past. In Anderlecht was Matias Suarez, Argentinian player. In Olympiacos was Alejandro Dominguez, very good player as well. In Red Star was Evandro. Those three players, because let's say I picked from every team I played in past one. Yeah.
Okay. And talking of players you played with, who's better at penalties, you or Mitrovic?
ask Mitrovic.
Okay. Duncan, who are your top three Serbian players of all time?
Of all time?
Mm.
In my opinion, Dragan Stojković, Pixie. Pixie, number 10. Second one, I will pick Nemanja Vidić from United.
Yeah.
Most, I mean, because you know him in United, but for me, he played in Resta. And third one, let's say Robert Prosinečki, because he was my manager and he was in generation where Red Star took Champions League 1991. Those three.
Yeah, I remember that. That was the year you were born.
That year I was born, yes. One month before, it means that I was part of their title.
I remember watching it. I remember that game on TV. Yeah, because I'd never heard of... I got into football Italia 90, so the year before that was when I really got into football. So then, yeah, I remember the Red Star game. Mark William, funniest teammate?
James McArthur, 100%.
Okay.
He's full of energy. He loves to joke a lot. Always positive.
Yeah, that's good. He'll probably be a good manager, wouldn't he, one day?
Who? McArthur?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I told him, yeah, my friend, you're for Scotland, I don't think so that you can become top manager. Then he gave me a lot of names from Scotland, and was Ferguson and other managers. It means that he can be a great manager, yeah.
Okay. Right, one final question. Rich says, how do you feel about being asked to hop on a live stream full of bored 14-year-olds on your birthday?
How I feel to be on the live chat?
Yeah, getting interviewed by me on your birthday.
Happy. I'm happy to speak to you, and because, you know, a few weeks we are out. I know he thinks about my birthday, but for me, it's not a problem to give you 1 hour if you need for interview, because maybe fans in this period, you know, we are all boring at home. Maybe they want to hear what players from their team they support mean. And I think you can do more of this, because I think it's a very good option for our fans.
That's it. We're finished. Thank you very much. We got there in the end. Loads of questions. Enjoy the rest of your birthday. And stay safe, and hopefully see you again in a few weeks' time.
My pleasure, and thank you very much for the interview, and for you, stay safe, and for the old fans as well, to stay safe, to stay at home, try to protect their family, and we are all hoping to see you soon at Selfridge Park, which we all miss.